Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.
We may be very wary of a forthcoming storm, but before that, we have something to really look forward to. It's a rare planetary alignment lighting up our night sky this week, maybe even as early as this evening. We link in with Chair of Astronomy Ireland, David Moore, to round off the show today. But now I'm joined by Ziggy McGovern, who's the founder of Soul Scribe Sound Healing, to discuss mindfulness and how sound healing and meditation can help reduce anxiety and improve your overall well-being. Lovely to welcome you into studio.
Hi, Alan, and thank you so much for having me on today. I'm delighted to be here.
And mental well-being and overall well-being is something that fascinates our listeners, and they're always into it and they want to find out more. This is a new one on me then. This is sound healing and meditation. What is it, Ziggy, please?
Yeah, so sound healing is a therapeutic practice. It has roots in ancient times as well. So it's an assisted meditation. So if you do find it difficult to switch off or meditate, it's a pathway to that. Many people do find it, especially in today's day and age, difficult to switch off. So how sound works is through frequency, and the frequencies connect in with your brain waves. They help to slow down your brain waves to bring you into that kind of sleepy, relaxed state.
Right.
They also connect in with your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest state, your relaxed state. The opposite of that would be fight or flight when you feel stressed and anxious. So when it connects to this, then it helps to slow down your heart rate, slow down your breathing rate. It just gives that body, that opportunity, your body, the opportunity to just let go. So it's like a big sigh of relief.
Does it clear your head?
Oh, yeah, completely.
What is the sound? I've just got a text in from a listener who says that she's been to see you in the art centre in Wexford.
Oh, lovely.
And that the sound you use is lovely. You're not going to share your secrets too much on the radio, are you?
So I have a variety of instruments from Himalayan bowls, which are metal bowls. Crystal bowls, gongs, chimes. I have an ocean drum, which is a firm favourite, so it makes a sound similar to waves. I have rain sticks, which make a sound like relaxing rain sounds. So, yeah, it's just very, it helps the mind to switch off.
So you have classes that I take, do you?
Yeah. So I run sessions, weekly session I have in Ashgrove Yoga. There's no yoga involved in my session, though, but in the studio she has silk hammocks.
Okay.
So people come along, they lie in these little cocoon hammocks floating, and I do the sound bath around them, so as you can imagine that.
So how does it work scientifically? I don't want to get too technical for people,
but
I'm just curious to know how it works.
As I was saying, it kind of the frequencies sync in with the brain waves. So your brain waves start to slow down and they go into the theta state, which is that state just before sleep. Very relaxed, kind of like a dreamy state. And then you can go inward, so you're not focusing outwards.
Yeah.
You're not thinking, you're not on high alert. You go inwards, and this leads you to just stress relief, great for anxiety, relieve even physical tension, and better sleep would be a big one.
So how does it actually improve your mental well-being then?
So because you're switching off your mind, you're giving your mind time to... It's like your muscles, you rest your muscles. Rest in the brain is you're going into that parasympathetic nervous system state. So when your body's in parasympathetic, rest or digest is another name for it. Your body, everything relaxes, your heart rate will slow down, your breath rate will slow down, everything's working as it should. Right. So that's how it's physically and mentally.
You also use something called a sound bath. What is this?
Yeah, so that's a group session. There's no bath involved. You don't need to wear a swimsuit. You're fully clothed. It's called a sound bath because the sounds, the frequencies, the vibrations, they wash over you. You'd actually feel them vibrating through the body. So because they wash over you, that's why it's called a sound bath. So you come in, you lie down, you make yourself comfortable, and then you just let go. You don't have to do anything. I do all the work to help you to switch off.
Okay. Anxiety, depression, stress, fatigue, chronic pain.
Yeah.
And memory and overall mental well-being. When you say memory, is that forgetting or
yeah, I mean, I suppose if you're spending a lot of time being stressed and being on high alert and being on the phone and things like that, you're not being present, so it is difficult to recall things. And you know, so it helps with all that you've just mentioned.
Yeah.
From my own experience, how I got into this line of work was a couple of years ago. I had very bad anxiety. I had some sort of, I felt very disconnected, overthinking, and I got sick in 2021, and it just got so much worse to a point where I couldn't leave the house.
Really?
Yeah, I was so anxious, I was dizzy, I felt sick, I lost weight.
When you went outside the house?
Yeah, it was awful. I couldn't work or anything for a couple of weeks. And a couple of weeks into that, I just thought I had a bit of a breakthrough, and I said to myself, this isn't going to be my life. I have two kids, So I started researching.
And do you know what caused that in the first place?
Probably just being disconnected from myself and being a bit unhappy and, yeah, things like that. So I found breath work, which I just found amazing. That led me to meditation, to sound healing, and how I felt after doing a sound bath, after listening to the sounds myself. I just couldn't get over how I felt. I just felt lighter, I felt clearer, I felt like I just had the best night's sleep. Yeah. So I was like, I want to share this with people, I want to help people.
Having been through kind of panic attacks and anxiety yourself then, can we take it that what you do now helps with panic attacks?
Yeah, I mean, if you were in the middle of a panic attack, I wouldn't recommend, you know, starting to, when you're in the middle of a panic attack, you just kind of need to be present and bring your breath in and things like that. But if you're suffering in general with anxiety and panic, it definitely helps, because that was me.
And how can people get in contact with you? I don't want to give out too much. I can't give out prices or anything.
No, just
it may be of assistance to some. It's in the art centre, isn't it?
Most of my stuff at the minute is on Instagram and Facebook as Soul Scribes Sound Healing and Meditation.
Yeah.
I am building my website. That's soundhealingwexford.com. You can go on and have a look around, but it's not finished because I'm building that myself as well. So yeah, reach out to me on any of those platforms. I have weekly sound bath meditations. I do in the Wexford Arts Centre, Murphy's Barn. I've also just had professionally recorded downloads that you can just use at home if you don't want to be in a group or you don't want to go.
Have you anything that the listeners could do now? Not drive while driving a car. I don't want people to switch off while driving a car. But if, say, someone is having their late 11s, is having a cup of tea or just relaxing at home, or maybe, I'm saying falling asleep at their desk, but, is there anything, any sort of little exercise we could practice ourselves today?
Yeah, 100%. I always come back to the breath. Anything that people suffer with, I go, breath work. Your breath work is your gateway to your nervous system that you can consciously do it yourself. So if if you have a moment in the day, you can pause and breathe and just take a moment. So maybe just putting your feet on the ground and just becoming present and just gently breathing in through the nose, bringing it down into the belly, holding it for a second or two and just gently releasing it. And just do that a couple of times and just feel your feet on the ground. If you're feeling a bit anxious, it's a good practice to kind of just look around you. What can I see?
Right.
What can I feel? What can I hear? Because you're bringing yourself into the present, because we spend so much time not in the present moment. We're on the phone, we're busy, we're trying to do loads of jobs at once. So it's so important to bring yourself into the present.
And as you were saying, doing that, we just had a comment from a listener. Could you ask Ziggy if there's a quick breathing technique that I can do for 1 minute a day? You've just given them that, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, you could take it a bit further by breathing in through your nose, always through the nose if you can, for about 3 or 4 seconds. Gently hold it. Don't like put yourself under pressure, but gently hold it for 3 or 4 seconds and then release it through the mouth for 3 or 4 seconds and just keep doing that for a minute or two.
In addition to what you've suggested, you can also look up to the skies. Are you into astronomy as a matter of interest?
Not really.
Not really. Well, maybe you might be, because I've got to round off the show by linking in with the chair of Astronomy Ireland to look at this rare planetary alignment. Nice to talk to you, Ziggy. You have a website, you have Instagram, if people want to find out
Thank you so much.
The most important thing of all is just to take a deep breath, really, isn't it?
Always come back to the breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ziggy.
Thank you so much.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix, brought to you in association with Joyce's Expert DeLonghi Coffee, your perfect espresso at home.
Looking for a Nugent trailer? Call Byrne Trailers Bunclody, your one-stop shop for sales, service and parts. We guarantee 12-month warranty on all new trailers sold. Phone 053 937 5580 or log on to burntrailers.ie for our full range. Byrne Trailers, the trailer people.
Whether you're looking for the latest trends, the perfect present, or everyday essentials, Gorey Shopping Centre has you covered. Discover everything from fashion, footwear and sportswear, to homewares, gifts and groceries. Don't miss the beautiful craft fair, held every second Saturday on the first floor. And afterwards, relax with family and friends over coffee, food and good conversation. Gorey Shopping Centre has it all this season. Live life local. Enjoy up to 3 hours free parking. T's and C's apply.
Massive sale now on at Lowney's Furniture Castle Bridge, with up to 25% off King Cole mattresses, huge reductions on hundreds of suites, corner sofas and dining sets in store, with a wonderful selection of furniture and accessories at discounted prices. Drop into Lowney's Furniture Castle Bridge to find the best offers. Same week delivery on all floor stock. Lowney's Furniture Castle Bridge, supplying fine furniture and bedding in the southeast for over 70 years.
The Nissan Juke is now available as a hybrid, with an outrageously stylish exterior and a smooth, quiet drive. But that's not all. Buy a 251 Nissan Juke hybrid and we'll replace it with a 261 Nissan Juke hybrid for free. Don't miss out. This extraordinary offer is available for a very limited time. For details about this and all our 251 offers, contact your local Nissan dealer or visit nissan.ie. Nissan. Defy ordinary. Terms and conditions apply.
Book your Nissan 251 test drive at wexfordcarcentre.com or visit Wexford Car Centre Nissan, Ard Cavan, Wexford.
Discover the perfect blend of quality, reliability and precision with Bosch Home Appliances. At Joyce's Expert, we're proud to offer Bosch, the name trusted in homes worldwide for innovation and performance. From state-of-the-art dishwashers to powerful laundry solutions, experience appliances designed to make life easier. Shop in-store at Joyce's Expert or online at joyces.ie for unbeatable value and expert advice.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.
Quite a lot of reaction coming in relation to Manscull Gorman, like this comment. My son went to Manscull from an English-speaking primary school. He's in sixth year now and has gotten a great education. The teachers and atmosphere at Manscull Gorman is absolutely fantastic. Another listener says, Mashib Galair, a great trip ahead, but one that you'll always remember. So well done to the students of Manscull Gorman. To round off the show today, lesson again with Chair of Astronomy Ireland, David Moore, because he's going to have us all looking up to the skies this evening. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Right, David, what is all this about, please, this alignment of the planets? Six of them, I'm told.
Yes, they're calling it a planet parade, and you can see four of them with the naked eye. So
really?
Last weekend we were telling everybody that Venus was passing the planet Saturn. It's just done that, and Venus is the brightest one. So if you look, as soon as it gets dark, over in the west to south, you'll see this brilliant star, about 100 times brighter than the brightest stars overhead. So you can't miss it. And just to below it is a relatively easy enough star to see with the naked eye, but not as impressive. That's Saturn. So there's two planets close together for the next week. And then if you look high in the south, you'll see Jupiter blazing. It's about 10 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. So it's unmistakable too. And then well over to the left of it, rising over in the east, is Mars, which is at its closest to Earth this month. It won't be this close again for 6 years. We're actually running a big Mars watch tonight. If people want to see it in telescopes at 7 o'clock, check out our website. So you've got Saturn, Venus, Jupiter, and Mars, visible naked eye. Now, the other two, you mentioned six, are Uranus, Neptune, and you will need a telescope to see those. But they're all lined up on the same side of the sun for us to see. So that's quite unusual. And next month, Mercury will actually be added in, and that's all the planets of the solar system
right.
You could possibly see in one evening.
Now, we're told February the 27th is a very important date. Can you tell me why?
Well, that's the date that, from America, they expect to start seeing Mercury. We, in Ireland, will need a few more days. Mercury's going to be at its best around the end of the first week in March. Saturn is getting quite low, and around that time, the end of February, Mercury and Saturn are at their closest. So they should be tricky in the twilight. And then the rest you can see fairly easily after that. Venus we'll be able to see right the way through to the end of March, in fact, and Jupiter and Mars even longer than that. So we've got a few weeks to see all this activity in evening skies.
And why is it such a rare and special event, David?
Yeah, it's just the chance. I mean, they're not all actually close in the sky. They're at different distances. So they're just bunching up, lining up, not in a very tight group. I mean, they're spread across a good bit of the sky, but not so much that, you know, you can't see them all at the same time. And that's what makes it quite rare, especially when you add Mercury into the equation, because Mercury goes around the sun every 3 months. So it's really only visible for about a week in evening skies every year. So it had to happen, usually in the spring, it had to happen in March if you want to include Mercury at the end of February in the whole equation. And all the other planets then just have to be in the right place at the right time, and they're going around in different periods, from Mercury every 3 months around the sun to Saturn that takes 30 years to go once around the sun. So Saturn ends up in 15 years' time, and the other side of the sky, it's going to be out of alignment for a long time.
There's so much to explore, and for those who are novices at this game, what tips do you have for beginners who want to start exploring the night sky?
Well, I mean, it's not just us, but you read it in all the astronomy books. Join your astronomy society. That's Astronomy Ireland. There's a magazine named at Beginners that comes out every month. It tells you all where the planets are and everything else that's happening. There's also a weekly email that goes out to all the members to remind them and to add in any new things. And then if you need any help or advice, I mean, one of the things we're doing at the Mars Watch this evening is it's being held exactly 1 week before our evening classes begin for beginners. They're on today week, in fact. And the idea is anyone who got a telescope for Christmas and doesn't know how to even assemble it out of the box, perhaps, or certainly how to use it, that can be tricky to focus if you're not used to telescopes, can bring them along. We'll assemble it for you. We'll certainly show you how to use it and give you some tips. And that's the advantage, you know, of being in a group, that there's help and support there. Yeah. And there are loads of things happening this year. Three eclipses of the sun and the moon visible from Ireland. The planets are all lining up. Saturn will have its rings closest to edge on in November. There's a big annual barbecue coming up in September as well that anyone can go to. Two sets of evening classes, monthly talks online, and loads more happening in the sky as well. We've just had two very bright comets in the last 3 months. So there's always loads of things happening up there, as long as you have a guide to it. And we certainly do the guide from Ireland, because you read things on the internet, sometimes it's not really visible from Ireland, because a lot of it's written by the Americans, and they're further south than we are. Yeah. And if you want to get some equipment, most people just use the eye. Everything we've talked about, apart from those two planets, you can see with the eye. Get a pair of binoculars. They're the best telescopes to start with. A good pair these days only cost 20 to 30 euros. Yeah. You can spend 100 quid on a proper telescope and up. But I think only 10% of our members, last time we did the survey, actually have a telescope. Because there are professional telescopes out there filling the pages of Astronomy Ireland magazine with incredible pictures that cost billions of euros in some cases to get.
So is tonight a good night to have a look at this, if the skies are clear?
Yeah, every night. So every time it's clear, I've been out, always have a look at Saturn and Venus first, because they're going to go down by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then Jupiter is glorious high overhead. It doesn't set till, I think it's 3 a.m. And Mars is only coming up when the sun sets. Mars is directly opposite the sun in the sky at the moment, which means it rises at when the sun sets, stays up all night long and doesn't set until the sun rises. So Mars is the longest visible. And because it's so close, I said it won't be closer for 6 years, it's actually very bright. It's as bright as the brightest star in the sky. And it's actually near the two twins of Gemini as well.
Yeah.
It'll be making a nice triangle with them over the next few weeks. They made a straight line last week. A lot of people noticed that because they're all so bright.
Yeah.
So, like I said, loads of things to see and do. So go to astronomy.ie. At the very least, sign up for our free social media.
Yeah.
There's about 100,000 people on all of that in Ireland. And if you can afford €1 a week, join the club and get the magazine and the emails as well.
Thanks, David. As always, great to talk to you. Talk to you soon. Good
My
morning.
Bye-bye.
David Moore, Chair of Astronomy Ireland. So reach up for the stars and you could see this rare planetary alignment as early as this evening. That wraps up your morning mix.